Parashas Achrim Mos Kedoshim. Okay. Pasuk Achrim Mos. Daber Hashem Moshe Leimo. Daber Bnei Yisrael Matoa Lehem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Speak to the Yidden, telling them Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Maisa, we have to understand what this Haktoma, Bemez Dorachayim already owned on with the Haktoma, Mani Hashem Lekeicha, the Parsha of Kamasi Yeretz Mitzrayim, Kamasi Yeretz Mitzrayim, Shashavtim Boisaz, Kamasi Yeretz Kanash, and Yomei Vyesh Mishom Loisaz, Vusem Loseleichu, what's the Haktoma of Mani Hashem Lekeicha? Rashi says, the Pshat is, that I was the one who said on Har Sinai, Anuich Hashem Lekeicha, and you mekabel my malchus. If you mekabel my malchus, now mekabel my gzeirus. One pshat, he knows. Another pshat, Rabbi Yoimer Golub Yadul Lefonos Shesoyfli Notik Barayis. They're going to have a problem with their rights. The parasha we're coming up to, the parasha of rights. Fichavam gzeira. Ani Hashem Lekeicha Du Migoyzer Aleichem Dayan Lipor Venem Aleshalim Tzchad. Realize that who's the Schaiva Oynish, you're going to have to take accountability for your actions. Other Peshot, we want to say maybe another Mahalach Reiz Hashem. Chaim is a Mahalach, as if to realize that you have the Koyach to withstand, Elechanami, the Umas Oyem don't have the Koyach to withstand the Arayas, the Chaim HaKadosh. But we have the Koyach to withstand the Koyach, because Ani Hashem Alekeichem, I'm your master. If to realize that you have the koach within you to overpower the Yetzirah, even connected to Arayas, which is so strong, says Dor Chaim HaKadosh. That's his Haktoam of Ani Hashem Elokeicha. I want to say another Mahalach. So the first kash is, what is this Haktoam? Then the Pasuk says, Kamasi Eretz Mitzrayim Shishavtem B'loi Sa'asu. Kamasi Eretz Kanana Shalei Mevi Yesh Chamashom B'loi Sa'asu V'chusayim B'loi Sa'asu. The Choyre, there's two different things over here. We have to listen, what are the two things? If it's the same thing, what do you have to measure both? Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim, the Maisav of the Eretz Mitzrayim, Yishavtim Bo, don't do. Kemasi Eretz Kanan, Shnei Mevi Eretz Chashom, Eloi Sa'asu. Yuseyem Eloi Se'leich. What are the two things of Masi Eretz Mitzrayim and Maisav Kanan? Also continues, it says, Es Mishpotei Ta'asu, Es Mishpotei Tishmoyru, Olechas Bohem. Hashem says that now, it continues right after that, that don't go in their ways. As Mishpatei Taz V'Shukosai Tishmoyu L'Lechaz Bohem, go in the ways of Mishpatei. So, Ani Hashem Elokeichem again. So we have to understand, what's the Amshich over here? What was the territory Taz Mishpatei? Don't do that, obviously. What's the Mishpatei Tazu? It's like, it seems to be that it's juxtaposed, whatever that word means in the article. Anyway, it's next to the parasha of Es Mishpatei Ta'asu, Es Mishpatei Tishmoyu L'Lechaz is next to the parasha. Mashmah, there's a connection over here. Don't do that, but L'chor, it's obvious. What's the Ani Hashem Elokeicha? And then it says Yushmart Mishpatei Es Mishpatei Sheyasu V'Samo V'Chai Bohem. What's the Hemshah V'Chai Bohem over here? Another pasuk tells us V'Chai Ani Hashem. Then we have the whole parasha d'arayis, and then we start kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you, you should be holy. You should be holy people. Hashem wants to be holy. Huh? If only we knew what the word holy meant, but we have to be holy. Kedoshim to you, ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the Chore, what's this new tziv of kedoshim to you? Rashi Purushim and Arayis, the Chore we already learned. Then right afterwards, right at the Hemshach of the after, it tells you to be Kodosh. So the Chor is telling us the process. How do you do it? So the Chor, it's very interesting. Right away, the first thing it tells us, Ish Imoy V'Ovev Tiro, that's Mitzvah Shabbos Tishabbos Tishmorad. Fear your parents and watch the Shabbos. What's the connection between those things and the Eid of Kodosh and Tiyu? He says Taka, that the dukna of a parent, of a father, is a shmira for kedoshim to you. We know by Yosef Atzadik. He said that could be the mekor. Yosef Atzadik said that. Moran Saita said we had the nesayin, so he saw a picture of his father. So he says the school of gedoyla is based on this thing, to be kedosh and to be careful in the rise is have the most yukna of a father. Just see, haven't seen the most yukna. Maybe we'll have a husband that goofy, but a piece in our school, he says, person looked at it, that's a shmira against the union of Arias. Okay, everybody, sorry. Those are the kashas. Next week we'll continue. I want to say like this. We're going to base it on a different word a little bit further in the parasha, and we'll come back to answer the other kashas also. We'll come back to answer all the kashas. A little further in Kedoshim, the famous word, Loisikoin, Veloisito, Espinei Amecha, Vahafta Lorecha Kamoicha. There's a mitzvah, the Torah, to love everybody like yourselves. We could sing afterwards the song, but anyway. Now we know there's a famous machloikes between the Ramban and the Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramban says you can't love somebody l'mamish like yourself. It's not shaykh. So what's v'after kamoch? It just means that you have to be careful not to hurt somebody. But you want to be done to you. You shouldn't be hurt. But it's not mamish kamoch mamish. It's not shaykh. Everybody loves themselves more than. The Mesilas Yesharim paskins, kamoicha mamish. You have to love the guy mamish, exactly like yourself. The kasha is, how's that child? The second kasha in this parasha is Kliyoka's kasha. The Kliyoka is, Rashi says, Zeh klal gol of a Torah, v'hafta lechem zeh klal gol of a Torah. First of all, what does it mean, Zeh klal gol of a Torah? I don't understand what that means, Zeh klal gol of a Torah. What's the potachal telling us, Zeh klal gol of a Torah? But he asked for the Gemara Makis 24a. The Gemara says over there, the Boch HaBak V'min El Achas, the Klal God of the Torah is Tzadik Ben Menos Yichya. It's effectively Yoko. So what is this Zeh Klal God of the Torah? It's not true. The Klal God of the Torah that everything stands upon at the end is Tzadik Ben Menos Yichya. So Yoko wants to say there's two Klalim, one for Ben Om Lamoko, one for Ben Chaver. For Ben Om Lamoko, it means Tzadik Ben Menos Yichya. For Ben Om Chaver, it's after Chamoicha, and that's the answer to the steer. But we want to say maybe that the Hainu Hach. And you saw this, you saw it going over both sides. That in order for a person to emes love somebody as Chamoicha, Rabbi said, the Mido that has to be worked on Rabbi said, to work on Ben Om Lachamol, Lachaveira, in order to create a oneness with somebody else, a person has to have amuna shelema. His amuna has to be tremendously solid to believe with 100% be amuna shelema that there's a borei olam, that the borei olam is running the world and the whole entire universe, everything that's going on in this world is b'shlita HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's good. What the chinuch says: Lo sikam v'lo sitor. Don't have jealousy. Don't take revenge. Don't bear a grudge. How's that shaykh? It's only if a person believes 100% that what's coming to me, that's exactly what's supposed to come to me, is going to come to me, and what's not going to come to me is not going to come to me. And what my friend has, what he has, is not shaykh to me. What is shaykh to me is not shaykh to him. 100%. A person is maimin 1,000% that yeder zach v'sechob, everything that I have is mine because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have it. And he wants me to continue having it. Ani Hashem in the hoiveh. then a child of a half dog gomecho. What separates me from everybody else? This jealousy, this feelings of animosity. What he has mylis. I have chesroinus. I have mazel. The jealousy, the feeling. What separates between us is I look up to somebody, I look towards somebody else, and I look at them in a way that, you know, we can't get along because we're different. I feel low when I speak to you, I feel high when I speak to you, we can't get along. But if a person is a maimer, mura shleim, mitzadik, b'amunasi, yikriya, that's the klal gadol v'ahavta rech gamoicha. The v'ahavta rech gamoicha, gamoicha mamish, is only shy when a person is a matzav and Hashem. When you understand with 100% of mura shleima, that there's no such thing as what I have, that I have a shout to me, and what he has a shout to him, any characteristic trait, any possession that I have, anything that's shout to me, it's all for the Ibrahim Shalom. There's mainly this notion that not shout, a shout of revenge, and grudges, and anything. Why do I have any animosity towards somebody else? It's only because I feel that why does he have it? Why should his life seem successful? And my life, I don't have such a good time. I look up, I walk down the block, I see that guy, he just bought another car, his 14th car. There's no more room on the block. This one's for his dog. She drives a convertible. There's no... And I walk down, and I with my little Dodge Dart, every morning I give it a kick to get it going. Harry, you think it'll make it around the block? I hope so. I got to get to work this morning. Maybe put some coffee in the gasoline tank. Harry, you think it's time for a new car? Shirley, what do you want from me? 1968, brand new Dodge Dart. Just we don't do bridges. He walks down the block. How could he not? I have to give a big bag hug to that guy. That guy. He, look at that. I'm in the same ballpark as him. I can look up there. You look. You see, oh wow! I don't know what you're wowing about. He's wow. The guy. He has a chandelier in his toilet. Unbelievable. Beautiful chandelier, mamish. You can't read his Dodge without light. Beautiful chandelier. Mamish, go in there. You go to bed. What does he need that in the toilet, the chandelier? I don't know. But if I see it, as you get bored, you always count the bulbs. Chandeliers! Don't careful with the flusher. Get out of gold. Pure gold. Forget about the toilet seat. We didn't get to that yet. What does he need it for? But if you walk up, he's a certain thing. You walk to a big guy. The jealousy, the feeling of, you know, I'm so inadequate. I'm so low to be at this. But it's a toy's God on the boy's side. But he had to mention the Hashem. You're no different. No way. But if a person had has that amuna, ani Hashem, that's the end of the pasuk. We say, what's the ani Hashem? A person's maimin ani Hashem. That's the yisoy. It's not called kolu b'tayim. V'haftu echom aniyicha. That's a tzarik b'manos yichya. Is not shy, and that's a person lives his life. It's shy to love the guy mamish like yourself, because you're no different. We're all pieces in the puzzle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a tafkin in this world, and everybody's tafkin is just as important as the other guy's tafkin. So what am I jealous of? So he has a lot of wealth, but that's his tafkin, and my tafkin is serve Hashem with the four dart to give trampim to everybody with my four dart. Come on in. 17 people in the old, what's that car? What's called the station wagon? Put them all in. I have a small table, but I use whatever I have to give for lunch. Whatever I have, I use it out for my kodesh v'kodesh baruch hu. There's a strong body, a weak body. It's all menashemayim b'risai. Ani Hashem. So there's nothing to. So what's not to love the guy about? He's doing Avodas Hashem with his koiches. He has the wealth because that's his tafkid, that's his nesoyin, that's Avodas Hashem. So where's the jealousy? What's the jealousy? What's the animosity? What's the feeling of separation between us? Why is there camaraderie? Why is there feeling of love? Why can I walk into the shul with the Baal HaBos and sit on the same bench? So what, he's wearing $400 shoes, and I got my shoes at the Gemach. It says Pearlsteins on them. Cross down, above that it's Bernsteins. Put my name on the bottom. So what? So he has nice shoes. So that makes us different. He has to serve Hashem with his Prada shoes. And me with my Pearlstein shoes. A new brand. At least for this month. What's the chilek? What do I feel in Attica? What does he feel? He shouldn't feel better either. That's your tafkid. You're supposed to be an ani. So Chazal, the person, every tipa comes before the Ibn Yishav, he says, ani, asher, chalash, vizag, chacham, tipa. That's his tafkid. So what, he doesn't know what two and two is. So you look down on him? That's his tafkid. Betur chalash, betur tipesh, betur chacham. That's his tafkid. There should be any animosity. We're all servants of the Ibn. We all believe. Ani Hashem. We're brothers. There's no difference between us. You can come to the Madrega of Kamoicha Mamish. But that's in Baram Lamokum Rabbisa. But it's one you saw it. The answer to Kliyoka's Kasha. There's no two things, it's all one. Tzadik b'malos yichya is the Pesach. Emun is the Pesach for the Shleimus in Beit Odom l'chaveiru. But there's another thing, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the B'silid Godel, Rabbi Yisrael, which could be the Hakdoma to the parasha of Arayas, Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim. Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim, as she yashavtem bo, says the Ramban, that's why two things the Ramban speaks it out. Masi Eretz Mitzrayim, that's a Vodizorah. They were involved with Vodizorah. Be'ikah. Kemaisi Eretz Kenani says, so you can learn both ways. But one's Avodizorah and one's Arayas. And that's the parasha that we talk right afterwards. That was the Akdom of the parasha Arayas. There's two main things that we have to deal with, which were the main Yetzirah in those times. Chazal said in those times, the Yetzirah for Avodizorah was unbelievable. And the Yetzirah for Arayas is Lo Yumik Yisupe. The whole parasha of Akdom to the parasha of Arayas. The Bereshit says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." That's the Akdoma. What's the Pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? So in the union, that we have to take care of two problems. One is the problem of that we might be nimshach after Avodah Zarah. Why would a person go after a Avodah Zarah person? What's the taiva for the Avodah Zarah person? The taiva is because at those times, especially even today, there's a certain movement for that. We believe that there's koiches. People have koiches. Statues have koiches. Things have koiches. That was the whole Avodah Zarah. They believed that it was a god, but he gave it over. He gave over the koiches, or whatever it was. But there are things that have koiches in this world. You go to this gig, at this day, he has a power. He can give you this, he can give you that. Obviously, Ani Hashem Elokeichem is the antidote towards that. The person believes in Emunah Shleima, that the B'nai Shlom is not only the B'nai, but the Manig. He's running the show, yet the start, yet the tzach that happens in this world, yet the koyach, yet the thing that comes to the world. Here if you see this guru tells you it's from his guy, it's not from his guy, Rabbi Yisrael. It's only from the koyach, from the B'nai Shlom. Is a person has to be maimik and is Emunah B'Hashem and Yashem Alekech. But what about the Eve from Taiva, Rabbi Yisrael? Arayas, Rabbi Yisrael. What about that area? I want to tie it also the Yisoid Ani Hashem Alekeich. And that's a big Yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael. That a person has to be maimon with 100% emunah. That every single pleasure that he's supposed to get in this world is predestined how much pleasure he's supposed to have. The amount of pleasure and the type of pleasure. But the choice of Bechira is, you could have Be'issa, or you could have Be'etta. Ali Hashem Alekeichem, you want to be misgaber on the inyan from Harayas Rabbeisai. You have to be my 100% that every pleasure, every taiva, and every pleasure that you have, it comes with an amount that you're supposed to have. And if you need to have a behet, you'll have behetta. You don't have to worry. But it's Amunah Shalayman. It's Amunah Bakarish Baruch Hu. Ani Hashem Alekeichem. The Raya, the greatest Raya, Rabbi Yisrael, Yosef HaTzadik, the Makor of Midas HaYesoid. Yosef HaTzadik has the Nesoyin that's not Shayach, as I'll say, the Nesoyin was Noir and Nirois. The other day she changed and she tried to seduce him. And if Chas V'Shoy would have happened, he would have fulfilled his Taiva. So we wouldn't have had Yosef HaTzadik's Koirach. All the Yosef Atzai we would have never had the koiches. But person, what happened afterwards? So if a Sholdova, he withstood the Taiva, and what happened? He married Potiphar's daughter. She was younger, more nicer, and he got this. He got it beheter. The Zel Bazach is beheter. Yet the time is oil mazera boy side. Ani Hashem Elokeinu, a person maimin godol. He has to realize that it's going to come anyway. It's such a koyach connected to Yitzhara. The Rechaim speaks out the Yitzhara for these in Yonam. A regular human being is very hard to fight it. Na'av shoshon uchem dosan. But the koyach of Emunah in the Beri Oilam, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that everything that you're going to get, you're going to have Behetah, you're going to have Behetah. So what are you running for? You'll have Behetah and aggressor Oifil Afilu. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Kimasi Yeres Mitzrayim, how do you control it? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Amunah that the Beri Shalom gives, and he gives everybody what they're supposed to get, and you're not going to get one extra ounce. That Amunah, Rabbi Yisrael, serves a person as a koyach to fight against the yetzaharas, to believe with 100%, you won't stoop to that level. But there's nachak nature over here, Rabbi Yisrael, because the taiva is so great, Rabbi Yisrael, and it preoccupies a person. So the Torah HaKadosh just says, I have an eitzah for that also. You have to preoccupy yourself. V'chai bohem. It's not enough to do the mitzvahs. It's mitzvahs et ishmoiru. The hemshich is the vado. There's an esoyan atzuma, and we have the belief. But my mind is going crazy. I'm walking in the streets, and my mind is going crazy. My head is going crazy. The taivas are bombarding me. The vado at mechazik and emuna. But how do I plug into that, Rabbi Yisrael? You know how you plug into it? Hashem gave us the mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem gave us the mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs are not just tam ushmat v'chai bohem. You have to live in them. That's what the Torah is there. Live in the mitzvahs. That the preoccupation of your mind, your heart is, what mitzvah can I do next? What about the gashmi? What about the taivis? And the Hashem, it'll come. But how do I preoccupy myself? How do I get, you're right, okay, but the time is there, so I tell myself, okay, gavaldi, but I have to preoccupy, the head has to be full. The head has to be involved, or else it's still bombard me with the divers. The Teretz is b'chai b'ayim, Rabbi Yisrael. You gotta live. You gotta live and preoccupy yourself with the mitzvahs. It has to become my obsession. Every mitzvah, to get involved in a way that you feel connected. You feel that the Yibayin Shalom is living. You're living in the mitzvahs. There's a life over here. It's nishkeng dead. You see a guy who goes to davening, Hashem Yirachim, he has to look on his arm if you see me davening today. The guy comes in and davening, where's the chios, the chai, to preoccupy myself, to connect. And yet the mitzvah, Hashem gave it to us, to get connected, to the chai, to preoccupy myself. This, we have so many mitzvahs of Peladik is now, a person thinks it's crazy, everything I do with it throughout the day, but we once spoke that to Yisoy. Hashem wants us to be preoccupied. We should be preoccupied, we should be so busy that we don't have time for all the shtusim. If the shtus comes, if it attacks us, then we have the inyan, ani Hashem alakeisha. But what's the practical vehicle to be able to not get involved in the Havachai Bohem, as the Rambam says, and all the Hurim's Nus and all the Zachar Shtus are only found belief ponim and achochma Havachai Bohem. Rabbi, to live in the mitzvah, to live in the Torah, in the Chidushim spoke about later, to live a person living in Torah, he's mechadish in Torah, he's living in Torah. The Tziv says that's v'chai b'hem, mechadish in Torah. We spoke from last week. To live, the mitzvahs are real. It's my preoccupation, it's my life. If a person gets preoccupied with that, he won't be bothered by it. He'll be involved. And he can reach from a drink of kedushim tiyu ki kodosh ani Hashem alekeichem. He can come to that diagram, by it. But again, you got it. A person has to remove from himself. A person has to remove from himself these in Yonah Rabbi Yisrael. The Yonah Avodah Zorah, Rabbi Chanan says, a belief in any other koyach. Even a person could be Avodah Zorah to money, Rabbi Chanan says. You could be Avodah Zorah. If you believe anything in the world has a koyach, you believe that if I go over to this guy, he can decide whether I'll make money or not make money, that's shout from Avodah Zorah, Rabbi Yisrael. If you believe the fact that you have money, you can do whatever you want in this world, it's shout from Avodah Zorah in the money, Rabbi Yisrael. Anything that you believe has a koyach to give you certain things in this world, that belief that's not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's that the agent, the belief in the agent itself is a shayach HaBad Zohar Rebbeis. The person has to know with 100% emunah shleima that's only through the koyach HaMitzvah and through the koyach HaBinishon that I have, yeh dezach that I have Rebbeis. Ani Hashem Alekeicha. And Kedoshim Tiyo Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Alekeicha. To be kadosh, to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that level, you have to live the mitzvahs with a chiyus. Rabbi said it has to be totally preoccupation. You have to get some. You got to turn on the flame, Rabbi said. We got to turn it on. It's getting harder and harder. We're getting cooled off. Go away, mamish. It's that what they call it. The climate. What's it called? Global warming. We have global freezing over here in the Ruchdias. I want to call global freezing. The new thing is attacked the Ruchdias world. Global freezing. We're frozen away. There's no connection to the mitzvahs. We're not preoccupied with the mitzvahs. Just get in and get out. There's no preoccupation. There's no any love for anything anymore. There's no passion for a mitzvah. That's because the place that we're not living in the mitzvahs. It becomes just a thing to take care of, get it over with, do it, and that's it. And shalom, I did it, I didn't do it. This, that, Rabbi Zai, a person has to get connected to a mitzvah in a way that he's totally preoccupied. He works at it before he learns about the mitzvah, Rabbi Zai. You make a mitzvah, you're a mitzvah, you learn about the mitzvah. You learn all the diukim of the mitzvah, of how to do it in the proper way. And get connected to it. You have a love affair with the mitzvah. You get so preoccupied that mitzvah becomes your mitzvah. As you develop a tremendous love, so as Mitzvah Salanta, a mitzvah that you learn up, you work through, and you work through the sugyas, and you learn it up, and you understand the mitzvah, you understand what it's about. You connect to that mitzvah on a real intellectual. That's how you connect to something. Vayeda, Adam Eschava. The way they connect was through Yediyah. The way you connect to mitzvah is through Yediyah. To understand the mitzvah, to go through the mitzvah, to be a chelik of the mitzvah. When it becomes a chiyus, then you can withstand. Then all the things around us doesn't mean anything, Rabbi Yisrael. A person like the Chazon Ish wrote, a person that learns Torah in the right way, he gets so preoccupied with Torah. The Chazon Ish says he walks amongst people, but he's like a Malach Elokim. And he's not, outwardly he looks like a human. But what's going on with all the Torah that he was preoccupied with the mitzvah he's preoccupied with? He's a malach. He's not living here. But he says, the Targum says, v'chayba and v'chaya oma. The person's living in the next world. He's living in the real world. He's not attached to Olam Hazeh. The more we made attached, but he says, we're going to be pulled in all directions. We got to learn to connect. That's the v'chayba, Rabbi Yisrael. We gotta learn to be chazik our amuna first of all. That yeah, the zat that we have in this world, yeah, the taiva, yeah, the hanor, everything that we have, it's predestined that we're gonna have it. It'll come to us. We don't have to run after it. We don't have to go after it. We'll get it anyway, Rabbi said. You're not going to lose. That's ani Hashem al-Kedah. But what do I preoccupy myself now? You gotta get the mitzvahs, and you gotta get into the mitzvahs in a way that you have a chiyus, that you're chai, that you're mamish in love with the mitzvah, that you're living it, and that's what you're thinking about. You might have to go out to work, you might have to do whatever you have to do, but your mind is on the mitzvah you did this morning, your mind is on the night what you do at night, the mind is preoccupied with mitzvahs, v'chai bohem. Then a person could reach a level of kedosh and tiyu ki kedosh. We could totally be purged. Kedosh means separation. You could totally start living out of this world, Rabbi Yisrael. There are people that are mo for sure, and even today, Rabbi Yisrael, there are people that are living oylem habedik 11s in this world, Rabbi Yisrael. They're solely, totally attached to the next world, Rabbi Yisrael. They don't even know what they're eating, what they're drinking, what they're doing. They barely sleep, Rabbi Yisrael. And they're totally living Olam HaBetik Alayas. They could be impoverished from Olam HaZeh. How is that child, Rabbi Yisrael? Because he came so preoccupied. He became a Chai Bohem, Rabbi Yisrael. He became a Chai Bohem. He became a Chai Bohem, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's, I want to tell you also, Ish Imoy V'Ovav Tiro, because in order to start the process of us to be kaddish only any Hashem alakeichem, in order to get to that process, you need to mechazik yourselves in the basics. It's a very, very nice, lofty level, but you got to mechazik in the basics. We got to mechazik first in the inyan that the Baruch Hashem is the boirei ha'olam. He's the creator of the world. He's the boirei ha'olam. When a person understands that, you understand that it's his world. That's the inyan of kibud ve'eim, Rabbi Yisrael. Kibud ve'eim be'emes is to understand that I come from somebody. As the chinuch says, the mitzvah of kibud ve'eim is so great because if I give respect to the father I do see, I eventually will give respect to the father I don't see. So kibud ve'eim ingrains in a person that I come from somebody, for something. And Shabbos ingrains in us, Rabbi Yisrael, through understanding that it's the Baruch Shel Olam who's giving everything. A person on Shabbos is the time when he can really, really tune into this fact that Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because on Shabbos, when you sit back, you're not working, you're not running after the buck. You're not running after who knows what. You sit back at your Shabbos table and you look at the delicacies you have. You look at what you have. You understand that's the Bayri Umanik HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. He's the one that's in charge of everything going on right now, Rabbi Yisrael. That's Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. Yishimoy V'Ov Tiro V'Shab Soysa Tishmoy, Rabbi Yisrael. So may the two Yisoydos to understand that the Bayri Oilam Udamanik, those yisurs which help us in our amuna is the process that start of kidoy kidoy shimtiyu kikol shani Hashem alakeichem. And this is what we have to work on, Rabbi Yisrael. It's one of the toughest things in this generation, Rabbi Yisrael, to connect to a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's so hard because the world is going pumping. The Yetzirah is at his last straw and he's pumping away to try to pump into so much Gashmi and so much Olam HaZeh, and that the life we should live, we're running after the Olam HaZeh, the Galevin, Rabbi Yisrael. We're running after living that, how much more pleasure that I can get from this world, how much more excitement I have from this world. And when you're living in, when you're preoccupied with this world, Rabbi Yisrael, you can't exist. You can't have that kesher, Rabbi Yisrael. You can't have that kesher. It's a problem. If you want to be mekusher, if you want to be on an intimate level with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't be mekushel. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy this world. Chas v'shalom, you can enjoy and have. But if you want to be mekushel with Hashem, you can't be. The preoccupation is all about this world, Rabbi Yisrael. You want to be involved with this world to use it for mitzvahs, for keret. That's over the var, the vehicle. You want to make a geshmak of cholent for Shabbos, avara. That's the vehicle to have an oinig Shabbos, to take the gashmi and use it. But you want to just be preoccupied with that in itself, the food and the gashmi of oilam hazer. But he said, you're not going to get it. It's not going to work without the tremendous effort to connect to a mitzvah. To live in a mitzvah, to preoccupy yourself with a mitzvah, you're not going to get anywhere, Rabbi Yisrael. So that's the sacrifice you have to make. But the sofer shel dov, once you start to taste that, Rabbi Yisrael, the feeling of a mitzvah, of in chai b'hem, you live in it, there's no greater feeling, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no greater feeling. You touched the neshama, you touched the real, the chai alma, you touched that a person, the chazish writes, that a person, when he does a mitzvah in the regular way, you can touch, you can have a kesher to eternity. You can have a really dikke chiyus, Rabbi Yisrael, chai alma, that's what the Talmud says, the chai b'hem, the chai alma. You can, in this world, touch, have a shayach with eternity, Rabbi Yisrael. The choice is ours, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a difficult story, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm not saying it's not. But at the end of the world, what's the other option? To indulge this world, to become like a behemoth? That's what the Chazal tongue, the Torah's tongue also. If you keep going, there's no end. If you fall into the Gashmi, you just go further and further till Zohar, behemoth, who knows, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zohar, Rabbi Yisrael. Kedoshim Tiyu. B'sichah to taste that connection, Rabbi Yisrael, to connect, Rabbi Yisrael. However we can do it, we should live and preoccupy ourselves, v'chai b'hem, l'lechaz b'hem. And we should realize, once and for all, that there's only, that everything that we're going to have, every pleasure, every hanah, it's going to come anyway, Rabbi Yisrael. Don't run after it. Don't go crazy, you'll have it anyway. So says, b'sichah b'ez Hashem, to see b'koroiv, Hashem's giloi, to see close by in Har Tzion, to see the Mashiach Sekeinu, Heirav Yamino.